Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, is European science falling behind the rest of the world? Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology at Trinity College, joins us now from Bergen in Norway, where he has the answer. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. How's it going?
It is going very well. Slightly worrying, given what the latest data would suggest. We're beginning to slip behind the rest of the world.
We are. I'm at this big conference in Bergen, as you said, Anton, for the European Research Council. This is the EU's funding body that funds fundamental science. And the worrying signs are Europe's falling behind, especially behind China and the US, inevitably, both in terms of investment and the kinds of things we should be doing scientifically. And the big talk this morning is how can we stop this, basically. It'll involve, as usual, more funding as ever for these things. But all the signs are getting a bit worrying that Europe's falling behind.
More funding for what? Are we talking European versions of MIT?
That kind of thing, yeah. Fundamental science. So the European Research Council that I'm on, I'm the Irish representative, I'll have you know. So this, every EU country is represented here. They fund blue skies stuff, like really sort of fundamental research where the big breakthroughs happen, you know. And the budget has fallen, especially compared to, as I say, other places. And they're looking for a doubling of the budget to try to keep up pace, I guess. And the statistics are worrying, Anton. They gave us some of them this morning. So, for example, half of all the high-tech companies in the world were found in the US in the last year, and Europe was well behind that, for instance. So the fear is we'll fall further and further behind. And that means Europe is less competitive economically, for example. So they're trying to make the case that we need more investment in science in the EU.
Presumably, Luke, within that picture, Ireland has an almost unique opportunity. Because if you look at our clusters of academia and business around things like medtech, pharma, biotech, IT, we would have the capacity to create industrial and academic nodes in a very tight geographic region that almost nowhere else in the world has.
We do indeed. And in fact, we've done quite well out of this, Ireland. We've brought in about 100 million since the CRC thing started in investment into the universities mainly, and we've performed extremely well, you know. And as you say, we've got a great biotech sector. IT is the big thing, the digital transition, as they call this. Ireland is very well placed. And the trouble is we're not winning enough grants. I mean, that's another thing that's become clear. Compared to our neighbours, Ireland's doing less well. And that's a concern. And that could be because Science Foundation Ireland needs to fund indigenous stuff first, you know, and then you get a good idea going, and that's the seed funding, and then you can apply to the ERC for further funding. So Ireland needs to look at this closely as well in terms of how we're supporting the research that's happening in Ireland.
Any particular nature of research, Luke? Is it in any particular fields?
The beauty is, and it's called bottom up, so this is unusual. The EU normally says, here's money to work on agriculture, say, or climate change. They designate areas, you know. This is just any scientist, bring us your best idea, your wildest, wackiest idea, and that's where the next big breakthrough will come from, you know. So this spans every aspect of science as part of this, really. And in fact, Ireland, one example and one success is Emma Teeling, who's a professor in UCD. She's just won 10 million from this scheme to fund her research on bats. Now, you might wonder, why are we working on bats? Well, bats are very interesting. That's where the coronavirus came from, for a start, you know. And bats don't get cancer, for example. So again, that kind of blue skies thinking is what these sorts of programs invest in. And as I say, that's where the next breakthroughs will come from. And Ireland would be crazy not to be capitalizing and it's leveraging as much funding as non-exchequer funding as well, of course, which is a great thing. And of course, SFI are very well aware of this, and they're trying to make sure that we get the proper scientific basis in Ireland then to allow us to apply.
Presumably, though, there must be pressures to come away from blue sky into more applicable research. I mean, whether that be things like material science, whether that be things like AI, quantum computing, there are evident market applications for certain fields of research. Should we not be across Europe targeting those?
Well, we are. I mean, the thing is, if you want to beat the Chinese, say, or the Americans, you better make a fundamental scientific discovery that you can then apply into these problems. The best example they've got, Anton, is the COVID-19 vaccine that was developed by BioNTech. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. And Pfizer. That was discovered on a European Research Council grant. That was very innovative science. The approach was totally sort of experimental initially, you know. And then they got the data from an ERC grant. And then, of course, that gave rise to the BioNTech vaccine. We saved, what, 120 million lives or whatever. So again, absolutely, in our minds is how will this fundamental research benefit the EU citizens is the way to think of it. The second thing is the ERC has backed over 400 spin-out companies have come from these grants as well, remember. And again, many of the scientists are supporting European industry as well. So there's many kind of benefits from this ultimately for the big problems that we face. And of course, remember, Anton, there's many problems coming down the track, be it AI, be it climate change, the aging population is a concern, you know, and we need new discoveries to help us handle these problems that are coming towards us.
Is it particularly challenging for Europe? Because in a business context, you look at things like the paucity of IPOs compared to the US, you look at things like the lack of a capital markets union and how difficult it is for diverse member states to take singular cohesive action in the way that a China can or that a US federal government can. Does the same apply with scientific research, that it's harder to move a federal group?
Maybe. I mean, obviously, each country can do this. Remember, Ireland does it, and, you know, France and Germany and so on, you know. But having the EU to support this is extremely important. And the EU will have a budget that it can assign to help sort of help this process along. But the worrying number that was announced this morning here was $46 billion has been invested into new high-tech companies in the US in 2022. It's only $18 billion in the EU in total. It's nearly half, you know. Now, that can't continue, because if the US keeps investing and the European system doesn't, then we're going to fall behind. Another worrying one that was announced yesterday, Anton, was the US is spending 50 times more on AI research than the EU. 50 times more, you know. Who will make the big discoveries in AI? It'll be the US, you know, and Europe will lag behind that. So again, the cry is for our MEPs as they head towards Brussels, Anton, we've got to remind them. They need to keep pushing the science tech agenda within Brussels, otherwise the EU will fall further behind our competing places, and therefore you'll have all kinds of economic consequences as a result. So the case is really clear to invest in science and tech for the future, really.
Before I let you go, Luke, there's talk of uncharacteristically hot weather, particularly across the UK. What's it like in Norway currently?
You wouldn't believe how hot it is. I was amazed yesterday when I arrived yesterday. Good God, it hit 32 degrees centigrade here in Bergen, you know.
In Norway?
Bergen's famous for being rainy. It's for like Ireland, you know. But they're having a bit of a dry spell. It was really hot here. So see, everywhere we go, it seems as if we're breaking records. And of course, that's very relevant to our discussions here, given that climate change is the big thing we're facing, you know. So very much so. We're seeing high temperatures in Norway as well.
Well, enjoy the decent weather, whatever the cause, and enjoy the discussions. That's Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology at Trinity, joining us from Bergen in Norway. A reminder that all of our items are uploaded as podcasts. You can listen to them on the News Talk app powered by Go.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.